I wanted to go down to Geelong because, as we said off the top, the celebrations are continuing for a team that was declared too old, too slow, and now just too bloody good. And they're down there for their street parade in the city of Geelong this morning, and Matthew Forrest is there for the Geelong Addy. Matty, thanks a lot for your time and joining us this morning.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me.
What are we witnessing down there as the celebrations continue?
It's bedlam here. There's plenty of fans. The rain hasn't kept anyone away, and yeah, it's a fantastic occasion.
Oh, I know. The heavens haven't opened, have they?
No, it was threatening a little bit. There was a bit of spit and a little bit of rainfall, but it's relatively dry now, but everyone's a bit rugged up and ready for the bit of rain coming.
So supporters of Geelong, and there's many of them down in that part of the world, obviously, Matty, can't say the club and the side haven't given back in recent days. At the Family Day, I went along and had a look at that on Sunday. There were tens of thousands there. To now back it up with a street parade is fantastic.
Yeah, it is fantastic. They've definitely given plenty to the fans and really thanking them. Speaking to a few of the boys already, they've all said that, you know, they do it for the fans, and for them to come out in such droves and really support them is awesome. And this is the reason why they do it, obviously, to play in front of their fans and to really give them the opportunity that they wouldn't necessarily get every other year.
A few sore and sorry heads amongst the playing group, do you think, or has it simmered down a little bit?
A couple. Everyone's still recovering. Plenty of sunglasses despite it being relatively gloomy. So, and Isaac Smith still has some grey hair just from the spray paint from the other day. But they're all pretty lively and in good spirits despite what I imagine was a pretty busy day yesterday.
Yeah, the old person's home excursion yesterday was something to behold. That was pure genius. So, what have the players had to say? The ones that you've spoken to anyway for the Geelong Advertiser this morning, Matty?
So I've spoken to a few. Tom Atkins is he's obviously a Geelong local, played in the GFL and has had a really inspiring journey to reach AFL, obviously coming through St Joseph's Football Club in the GFL and then rookie listed after playing, you know, a couple of seasons at the VFL. And
yep.
Yeah, he's saying that he's seen plenty of faces down at the in the parade and already seen, you know, people that he knows and played with down at St Joey's. So they're all pretty thankful for it all. Zach Tuohy's obviously came across from Carlton, as did Jeremy Cameron from GWS, and they're both talking about how the move has been validated to come to a club and win a flag. It's something that they're both chasing pretty hard, and to achieve that is pretty phenomenal for them.
Yeah, and I imagine one of the main narratives down there at the moment, Matthew, is, I guess, the playing future of the captain, Joel Selwood. I think the best and fairest is Thursday night. Have I got that right?
The best and fairest is Thursday night, so that'll be. There has been no messaging just yet. There's always going to be talk at this time of year on who goes on and who doesn't.
Mm.
He says he hasn't made a decision yet, but I reckon in his head he probably is leaning one way or the other. I guess we'll find out at some stage, hopefully this week.
No doubt about it. So as you make your way down to Steam Packet Gardens, there, we're going to feel for those familiar with the Geelong waterfront, big lawn area down there. How many people do you reckon? Put your crowd estimate hat on for a second, Matt.
There's not too many on the grassy area. They're all lining the roads, but at least in the first half of the parade so far, it's probably two or three people deep the whole way down, which is exciting, and then it definitely pulls towards the latter half as it heads down the hill. So I'd probably put it at a couple thousand at least, but I haven't walked the entire stretch of it just yet.
Appreciate you joining us, Matthew. Enjoy it down there, and I can hear the noise in the background. I'm sure we'll see the pictures later on the respective news shows. I appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Matthew Forrest there for the Geelong Advertiser. Good of him to join us down there.